But okay. All right. Go ahead, and we have a video of July 15th graduation. We graduated 72 pastors there. We have 986 graduates now. In April, we graduated 102, and on the coast, we'll graduate 60 on December 2nd. But go ahead and get to that. You can get to it. You'll see some of our kids. You'll see some of the crowd. You'll see some of our house in this video. The song you're going to hear at the start is the Lord's Prayer in Swahili. Can't see it. Oh, let me turn this off.
Jeff, I'm not sure how to get it to show. Baba yetu yetulie mbinguni yetu yetu amina baba yetu yetulie kunjina la.
Tenth anniversary of Nehemiah Bible College. We started January 15, 2007. And so we've had a lot of pictures there. We have a celebration along with the graduation that day. We get between 1,500 and 2,000 people show up in our compound for these graduations. For these graduations, see, I like to walk everywhere. And
I don't know why it's doing that.
Director and his wife. This couple actually pastors the church down here in Lysine, Kansas. They were our pastors years ago. They were also living in Blue Springs at that time. I don't know what it's doing.
Is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto
Nehemiah, it says, Caribou is welcome. Nehemiah graduates. Tunakupenda Sana is, we love you very much. That Wanasa Safiwe means praise the Lord. It's on the side of one of the houses there, our house there.
When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way.
All the vehicles pulling in. We have buses come in to the open field that we have there in one of our compounds. There we are getting ready to line it up from the classroom up there to go down to where we have the graduation, the other compound.
Is it high school or college?
This is college. This is our Bible college. We actually give out diplomas, and they get jobs and so forth off of those. They can teach in high school from this, from our diploma that we get. We're registered with the Kenyan government. Two-year college. It's pretty dry right then. After this, it started raining some. It only rains twice in your area, and so it's pretty dry right then. Here we are coming into the crowd. We have tents up there. This is our compound where our house is, which is connected to the other one. Government officials come to this, people from all over come to this, and we share the gospel with them. People get born again, people got born again that day in the crowd. That's a lady, if you remember one of the stories that we're feeding this old couple, they're in their late 80s, because they have nothing, their kids, who are my age, were trying to kill them to steal their land. And so we feed them and take care of them. Totally, because they can't do much for themselves. Before Dennis Capper was the pastor over here, before he stood with Faith Ministries, he went to their church also. These guys, now they are in Lacine, Kansas. They're not up here now, but that couple there was. They came over and spent a month with us. Jeff Fultz. Guy interpreting, there's one of our pastors and one of our Bible college teachers. Although we live on the equator, it never gets over 85 degrees and 55 at night. It's usually 77 and 55 is the average temperature all year round. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. Surrounded by desert. Kind of like Jesus is with us and we're surrounded by desert out there, but Jesus is here. Pat and I teach in the Bible colleges also, of course. We started them ourselves. We started them 10 years ago. And then he had to stop. He's one of our assistant pastors, and finally he's graduating, so I'm giving him a big hug there. These are our kids. Some of our kids dancing. This boy here is the one singing this song. He wrote it. He recorded it, and he's recorded another one now, too. We're having him. Hey, yeah. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. Oh, hey, Prince Jay. Oh, yeah. Nobody's gonna love you like Jesus do. Sing, hey, yeah. Such a good song, too. Yeah, because love endures forever. It will always be here for you. Sing, hey, yeah. Because love endures forever. Forever he will be there. Forever he will be there.
Little girl on the end there, we just took 3 months ago. We have another one, too. She's 11, 12 years old, just came off the street. Forever they were prostitutes out there. Forever he will be there. He will teach you things that you don't even know. He will bring you fire. He will light it up. Hey. He's got to make a change for once and for always. Fire. He will light it up. It's almost done.
It's a CD.
Mm-hmm. That is a CD. That's on a CD. We actually recorded it in a studio and put it on a CD. He's got another one now. He's written over 200 songs. He's got to make a change for once and for always. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa.
prepared the Holy Spirit for you so you can shine and see the Holy Ghost.
Okay, this is the end. The bottom of that t-shirt there, that's Heart of God, of course, but at the bottom says, God loves you and there's nothing you can do about it.
Sing, hey, yeah.
That's my saying there. All right. He has an excellent song. It's talking about the Holy Spirit. He'll always be with you. Awesome, huh? It is awesome. Before I'm going to tell you some more testimonies here. I don't want to take too much time. And I'm going to give you just a little bit of word, something that I believe God's put in my heart to share. But first I want to sing a song because... Let's get this on. There it is. Okay. You know, God is faithful. God is faithful even when you're not. God loves you even when you're not lovely. And the thing is, it's new every day. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23, basically from 20, well, it goes from 19. I want to read this here, from 19 to 23. This is from Lamentations from the Message Bible. I'll never forget the trouble, the utter lostness, the taste of ashes, the poison I've swallowed. I remember it all. Oh, how well I remember the feeling of hitting the bottom. But there's one thing I remember, and in remembering, I keep a grip on hope. Now, hope, understand, hope, when we say that so many times, we are actually speaking doubt. Because we're, well, I hope you're really doubting that maybe it'll work and maybe it won't. But hope, actually, the actual definition of hope is God's expectation for us. It's expecting that what God says will take place in your life. That's what hope's supposed to be. And so it says in verse 22 to 24, God's loyal love cannot run out. His merciful love cannot dry up. They're created new every morning. How great is his faithfulness? I'm sticking with God. I'll say it over and over and over. He is all I need. God's mercies are new every morn because he has faithfulness. There's a song here. I sang this a couple weeks ago, and I haven't sung much in years. But I love this song. And when we get to the chorus here, you can sing along with me. Great is thy faithfulness. I think most of you will know that. Younger people wouldn't know this song. Turn up a little bit, please. Oh, that's the wrong song. That's God and God Alone. That's a Steve Green song, but that's... Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not, as thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, turn up a little bit, stars in their course. Oh.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is thy faithfulness.
Bless, Lord.
Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I had needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord. For sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine when 10,000 beside.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning,
what we can do, because he is faithful, we are able to do all things through Christ. Hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness. Thank you. All that we have needed, he has provided. Thank you, Jesus.
Thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Thank you, Lord. Unto me, make it personal. He is faithful to you. Thank you, Jesus. And before we really get started here, Mark chapter 11, verse 24. This is such an important verse for us to know. And it goes along with he is faithful. It says, therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have already received them, and they will be granted you. That means that we need to believe and understand that when the Word says something about you, about your God, that it's already taken place, and it is up to you to recognize this, to believe this, and to act on it, knowing that it's already there. You know, I do this in classroom. I'll get out some money and I do this with new students. They don't know what I'm doing, and they're hesitant. And I'll get out some shillings here, And I'll take some Kenyan money, and I'll grab it, and let's see here. Here's 1,000 Kenyan shillings. It's about $10. It's a 1,000 bill, Kenyan shilling bill, okay? And I'll throw this out on the floor, and I'll go, it's yours. And I'll turn around, and I won't look, and I'll wait to see what the students do. Some of them will look at it. One or two of them might start to get up, and one of them start, and then they're, no, I don't know. And I'll wait a while and go, it's yours. And they may still sit there. And pretty soon, one of them will come running up and grab it. And they'll take it back to their seat. And then I go up to them and I go like this. And they'll hand it back to me. And I said, no, it's yours. I said, it's yours. When God says that what he has done for you is yours, it's yours. And he doesn't take it back. And that really makes an impression on them, because 1,000 shillings to a Kenyan is a lot of money. A lot of money. Our first director, when I found him in the, he was, I met him, and then he was working in a founder, a rock quarry, and they have a hammer and a chisel, and they sit down and they dig these rocks out, and the bigger they make to build buildings, these stones, and they're not hollow like a cinder block here. These are solid pieces of rock, right? And they shaped them, and he would work 14 hours a day, and he would walk 8 kilometers, so 5 miles each way to his house for 6 days a week, and he got $10 a week. Working very hard, getting the average wage there now is maybe up to $4 a day for some people. Some of them still $2. That's a lot of money to people. And they don't recognize, I've been teaching them, you know, on the word, teaching them what they have, spirit, soul, and body, teaching them, you know, that it's already theirs because of Jesus. And they, well, okay, you know, they want to believe it. But man, if you do something like that for them, they go, you know. And some of my teachers want to run up there and grab it. You can't come up there and do it. They need to know. You need to know. God is faithful in his word. And that if he says something in his word, you can take that and you can speak it in faith, believing, and act on that when you go out these doors. Grandview will never be the same. Amen. You have to start seeing. You guys were mentioning it this morning. You're talking about it and believing. You said it for this place to be full. You need to see it. I'm a kind of person, I think in pictures. If I can see it in a picture, then I know I can grab for it, I can go for it. If I don't see in a picture, it's not going to happen to me. All of you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we agree with this congregation right here, with Pastor and everybody here. God, you give them a picture on the inside of them to see the lost, see those that have been out there under condemnation, even from other churches, whatever, God, but we want the lost coming in here. And it may be lost because they don't know you, or they may be lost because they have gone a little different direction. But Father, you call them in from the north, south, east, and west, all over this area right here. God, you place this church here on purpose. It's not here without purpose. It's here on purpose with a purpose. And so we call them in and we believe for it in the name of Jesus. It said right there, if you believe, you have already received that, that it will take place. Now, we come in the country once a year, or sometime, I don't come, I think it'll probably be once a year most of the time. And next time I come, I expect that I can't see because there's too many people. And you just have to believe that. God does not want those people out there that don't know. Look, there can be born-again people out there, but they're living like they're not. They don't, and you know why? It's because they don't know the God the way you know him. They don't know the God that loves them even though. I'll say when we get to the students in the churches, I'll say, God loves you, and they'll say, God loves you, and I'll say, God is good. And they'll say all the time, and I said, even when you're not. because he's good even when you're not. The scripture that says that we have, you know, that how's that go? It says, if God be for you, who can be against you? I have changed that. My prayer phrase is, since God is for you, shut up. Because, generally speaking, we open our mouths and we go, yeah, he loves us, but, well, we all have one, but it's not supposed to be an excuse. It's to sit on, but that you're supposed to get up off your blessed assurance and go forth. I can't say but in Kenya, so I call it their blessed assurance. God loves you. God, in fact, God more than loves you. God is excited about you. He's doing that happy dance like Pastor Bob said. He's doing this happy dance, you know. He is over you. Not because of what he sees you doing, but because of what he knows you can and will do if you'll just follow and say yes to him. Potential. Potential. It is incredible what God is doing. Let me tell you another testimony. One of our students, she's 65, and they live a hard life. I actually thought she was older than that, but she can't speak English. She's sitting in class in Western Kenya, and she had been in class about 4 months, and she's testifying us in July. She's got up, and she's speaking in Swahili, and she tells us that a miracle had happened, and that the people that she lives in, the village she lives in, are just, she's on fire, and people are getting born again because of her testimony and all. She actually cannot read. She's never taught to read. If you don't go to school there, you know, they teach in English in Kenya because it was an English colony. And so when you go to school in first grade, you know, they're teaching in English, and all you know is your tribal language. You don't even know Swahili because they teach that in school as the language of commerce. She went to school. I mean, she went to come to Bible college. She couldn't read, do anything. And we give exams, and we have outlines of the notes and so forth for our courses, and she can't read them. So what we usually have done in the past, we have always interpreted for them and let them do an oral exam after this. She got so excited one day when we gave an exam. She saw the exam in her own language, even though it was written in English. She understood it, and she was able then to speak it in English, and she doesn't speak English. She was able to see the notes. She says every time now she goes to read that, she can't read the Bible. She can't do any of this, but she is able to see what we're writing. So when we write scriptures, she sees it and knows what it's saying. And when she reads the English words, she says, she started speaking them back to us in English, and she can't speak English.
Praise God.
What an example. God does neat things like that. Amen. Just to excite the people, signs and wonders are supposed to follow us. We're not supposed to follow them. People chase after, oh, let's go to this event, let's go to that meeting. No, it's good to go to those meetings, but don't be chasing those. If signs and wonders, we pray all the time, and we are seeing probably 80% of the people we pray for get healed, whatever it is. God just takes care. I mean, it's just happening. We've seen 6 people raised from the dead. It's because the word doesn't need you. Except. It doesn't need you to work, except that God's called us. He says, the heavens are God's and the earth belongs to us. He's told us to take dominion. He uses us, men and women, to speak the word. And so he needs us for that because he has made it, set it up that way. He wouldn't have to. But when you speak the word, you can be messed up, you can be whatever, but if you speak the word itself, that word itself will not return void. We say that all the time, but we see it happen every day in Kenya. We are going so fast, we honestly, Dennis leaving, we're wondering what we're going to do because of many things he does for us, but You know what? We're going so fast. We need help now. We have the people out there, but we need more. God, we thought we were going to stop taking the children because we're traveling a lot now. We're over on the western side for a month, and we're out on the coast for a month, and now we'll be going north and reaching all these people. And I, God, you know, it has nothing to do with our age. It's because we just thought we're so busy. We aren't there. And then God brought us some more girls. How do you turn a little 10-year or 11-year-old girl, 12-year-old girl off the street that's been sexually active, all of that stuff's going, abuse is going on. How can you turn them away when they come? Got them to us. I don't go chasing them. They come up with the street boys. We have street boys come up every 3 days a week. They come up, you know, and we share the good news with them, and they do their laundry, and they get to rest, and they get to play and whatever, and they came, and we couldn't turn them away. I can't. God's got to help us because I don't know what we're going to do about that, but we thought we were out of that business, or about to be, but we're not. You're never out of the business. What? Just when you think, well, I think I'm going to retire. Refire!